Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do. Welcome back. We got it on and popping again on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show host, Brown Sugar. And guess what? Today is a very, very special day for Brown Sugar Radio. It is our fourth anniversary. Can you stand it? Yes, I said it. 4 years in the making, Brown Sugar Radio has been going strong, and I am truly blessed and honored to have the best listeners in the world. Yes, worldwide, all the way from the Philippines to Australia. Brown Sugar Radio is nationwide and worldwide, and so East Coast to the West, we got the best, and I just want to say thank you all so much for your loyal support and dedication. Today is just going to be a day where I just kind of focus on what's happening in the world, right? I love it. You know, I love these shows where we just get together and we vent. Oh, yes, yes, yes. My chat box. Thank you, guys are on top of me. Boy, y'all like sugar. Open the chat. Open the chat. All right. Well, definitely I want to make sure that I show my loyal listeners some love by allowing them to vent in the chat box. Those of you who are listening via Facebook, please take the opportunity to join us in our live chat, because you can't chat if you are on Twitter listening or if you're on Facebook, all right? But if you join us now, if you caught us live, come on in and join the fun. Create a user account. It is complimentary, all right? And when you do so, make sure you lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. Okay, so there we go. We got the guests trickling on in to the chat room. I do see, like I said, a lot of anonymous guests. If you're anonymous and you got just a number, well, guess what? You can't chat with us. So make sure you create a user account, all right? But, gosh, back to school. You know, this is crazy. It's really crazy because my five-year-old, oh, my goodness, they grow so fast. She will be attending kindergarten. I have mixed emotions about it because I'm just like, I love my baby so much. But at the same time, I know she's growing and she's getting bigger. And then I got my son who will be 16 this year, and he'll be driving. So, I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness, I have one extreme to the next. I'm nervous about my 16-year-old getting behind the wheel of a vehicle, and I'm nervous about my 5-year-old going to school, my baby, my last one, okay, because your girl sugar is done. I have my beautiful children I'm grateful for, and I have my beautiful stepchildren, and I'm just so honored. But I just know that I'm ready to do some things. You know, I'm ready to travel. I'm ready to see the world and just truly expand on my radio career. I'm really excited. I got great news, listeners. I am graduating. Yes, I'm graduating from broadcasting school. It's been a long journey. Woo, I've been in school since like forever, in 10 years. But I'm very excited to let you know that I do graduate this month. And, yes, I will be celebrating, okay, because I have put in a tremendous amount of work going to school full-time, just truly mastering the art and the skill of radio and broadcasting. And this is something that I would love to do and certainly take it to the next level. So continue, please, to keep me uplifted in prayer because I'm always doing something. You know, I got to be a mover and a shaker, right? All right, so today I'm going to mix it up a bit. Ordinarily, I like to talk and kind of bond with my listeners, but I am going to play this song that has been in my spirit. It is a gorgeous day here in the Vegas Valley, and I don't know where you're listening at. Hopefully you have sunshine your way, but when you look up at the clouds and you see how awesome God is, I look at the beautiful blue sky. And the puffy, fluffy white clouds in the sky and the trees and the grass, you know, the mountains. It's just a miracle how awesome God is and what he does in your life. And so what I am going to play, my favorite artist, y'all know, Mary Mary. I love Mary Mary and Karen Clark Shue. Those are my favorite gospel artists. But I'm going to give it up today. Mary Mary, I got to show them some love. And we are going to play Heaven. We'll be right back. You guys keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio, Brown Sugar Radio.
Heaven, that I wanna go.
All right, well, we're back, and I hope you're enjoying your beautiful Thursday afternoon. Those of you on the East Coast, it's already evening, I'm sure. You're getting off your job and might be stuck in that traffic right now. Oh, goodness, that's one thing I certainly don't miss is that chaotic traffic, you know, on the freeway when you're trying to just get home. Oh, gosh, but I do enjoy, you know, working from home and broadcasting and so forth. And so it's just awesome being able to have this opportunity. You know, the Internet is so awesome. You can reach so many various avenues, and it's a tool that certainly is very resourceful. And so I'm just very grateful for Blog Talk Radio and, you know, the founder, Alan Levy. I thank you so much. He follows me on Twitter. I think that's awesome. He's been watching Brown Sugar Radio for a minute, huh? 4 years. But, yes, and it's an honor to, you know, be a regular featured show. That takes a lot of work to do that, especially being that we only air once a week now. Originally, we aired every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., and now we moved it up to the afternoon. And it's a lot of work, you know, putting together the show and organizing it and just really taking that opportunity to plan out what you are going to provide for your listeners. And, you know, here lately I said I want to do shows where they're not so planned all the time, you know. I mean, there's a few shows where you really need to make sure you have it together. But I really enjoy just spontaneousness, you know, and speaking about things that people go through in life, you know, what's happening in your day-to-day activities. And so and just kind of bonding and just sharing with you what's going on in my life, right? So I've got two kids, as I shared earlier, those of you who are in the back-to-school mode know school shopping can certainly be something that is very, 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 very expensive, especially if you have a lot of kids. So I'm getting my kindergartner ready, and then I have my high schooler who's studying his driver's ed book, and he'll be driving soon, and so it's just all kind of stuff happening here. But how do we deal with that as moms? You know, it's so scary. You don't want to let your child get behind the wheel because, you know, it's crazy people out there that don't pay attention, but then you got to let them go. You got to let them go. You got to let them grow up, you know. You got to pay attention. And so it's hard, and I'm just in that in-between stage right now, just trying to figure out exactly, okay, Lord, you know, give me what I need in order to not worry so much, you know, and I'm just like praying, asking the Lord to strengthen me and help me to don't be a worry wart, you know. See, God says cast all his cares on him. I'm like, I'm casting them, Lord, I'm casting them. So anyway, many of you know that Kim Kardashian and her fiance Chris are getting married. They're getting married August 20th is the date that was revealed. And Chris, I think his last name is Humphries, is that how you pronounce it, is stating that that actually, it's really funny, her mother, Kris Jenner, actually gave a few of, she was trying so hard. There was an interview, and she was being questioned about Kim's wedding secrets. And it was hilarious because even though the interviewer, you know, at first she asked her, you know, can you tell us any secrets about Kim's wedding? And she's just like, no, if I tell you, I have to kill you. And then she goes on, and she's like, well, yeah, we got Vera Wang making us some dresses, and, you know, then we're going to have this, and we're going to have that. And I'm just looking like, Chris, you're spilling the beans, you know, but it's hilarious. And she was open about her plastic surgery, having a facelift. She does look amazing. She really does. And so I guess it's the pressure, you know, of being in Hollywood and just constantly having to look good. Because, you know, the moment that you start to let yourself go, there's somebody else there waiting and looking, you know, 10 times as better. So, you know, you just really, there's always someone on their game. You know, while you're asleep, there's somebody working, you know. And so I could imagine the pressure that she goes through. But Chris also was recently criticized for saying, you know, how she's kind of pimping her daughters in the media. Pimping is a strong word. I don't know if that's something I would use, but it was certainly mentioned, you know, by several journalists that she is really trying to cash in, you know, with her daughters. And I kind of feel like, first of all, her daughters are grown. Okay, these aren't children. A strong statement was made by Terry McMillan, and she also had said some negative things about Will and Jada Smith, about their children, you know, being in the media, and it was just too much and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, one thing I can honestly say, going back to the Kardashians, they're all grown, and they know right from wrong. They know, you know what I'm saying, by now, they should truly know the business ins and outs and just to be what to be aware of. And certainly I believe that if the young ladies felt like their mother was really pushing them, you know, I would hope they would have the courage to speak up. Now, for adorable Willow and Jaden Smith, they come from a showbiz family, you know, and they're not doing it for money. So we know that. They're well taken care of in that area. But I just think they want their own identity, you know. Who wants to always be known as Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's son or daughter? You know, you got to get out there and do your own thing. Welcome, Goga 14, and all the anonymous guests in the chat. Thank you for joining us today on Brown Sugar Radio. We're just kind of just chilling today. All right, and next Thursday I have a very, very special guest. His name is Daytwan Thomas, and he is a phenomenal. I'm telling you, he's been working with Vibe magazine, and he's just to name a few, okay? He has a tremendous background, you know, working with various talents in the industry. I don't want to just say celebrities because I know he works with various types of individuals that are in the entertainment business. And he's just got some awesome things going. So I can't wait for you to certainly take advantage of that next week. Please tune in. The one special thing about Daytwan, him and I actually went to high school together in Japan because our parents were active duty military. So it was awesome. We were able to connect through a reunion and through Facebook. And we connected with all of our high school buddies, and it's just so awesome to see how everyone, you know, has progressed. And we're all grown now, married or have kids or divorced, whatever. But, yeah, so definitely next week you want to tune in because his show is going to be awesome. He's going to explain how he became so successful and what he did in order to achieve that goal. And, you know, I always like to make sure I get the how. You know, everybody sees, like, okay, that's what you are, but how did you get there? Because I always want for, you know, people to strive for their goals in life and not sell themselves short. You know, always make sure that you stay focused, don't give up, and just keep believing. Those are very important steps to achieving goals. And y'all know I'm very goal-oriented. That's why I'll be so glad when I graduate. That'll be one more goal accomplished, amen. Yes, one more goal accomplished, so thank goodness for that. All right, any more info on Casey Anthony? Yes, I do have more info on Casey Anthony. I'm kind of really trying to save some of the info I have because I do want to do a part two show. And the reason being is because I've had a ton of emails and requests. Sugar, are you going to do a follow-up on Casey Anthony? I've had several emails. For whatever reason, she's still a hot commodity. You know, people still want to hear about Casey Anthony. You would think they'd be sick of her after 3 years, huh? But there are some photos allegedly that surfaced in Ohio stating that this was Casey. And also, too, now her check fraud has caught up with her. She was supposed to be on probation. She was not supposed to leave the state of Florida. And they're ordering her to come back to court. Matter of fact, she was supposed to be there today. I have to check on the recent developments of the case, but I know her attorney tried to file a motion, more than likely, you know, thinking her safety, it's not safe for her to come back to Florida, blah, blah, blah. But she did plead guilty, and she had to face probation, so she's not allowed to leave the state or nothing like that. And I'm wondering, wouldn't her attorney, like, have thought of that? I mean, come on now. So who knows? But I'm trying to figure out, how is she shopping with only $500, unless somebody else, you know, gave her some money or something to take care of herself, because I think she only had, it wasn't even $500. I think she had maybe $300 in her account. I don't even know. But yeah, so apparently it was reported that they're saying, okay, that she's in Ohio, and unclear, the sources extremely close to Anthony are saying that she's been bouncing around the country ever since being released from jail, and, you know, they're just kind of watching her. But like I said, we will certainly keep tuned. I don't want to speak too much. I don't want to speak too much in regards to Casey Anthony because I got to save it for the part two show we're going to do. But one more thing I did want to say is that keep it locked because we'll probably end up doing that show in a couple of weeks. So make sure you mark your calendar. I will promote it, as I always do, on Twitter and Facebook. All right, so that's going to be something that you can stay tuned for. You know, it's crazy because Michael Jackson's been gone for 2 years now, and it's just, I don't know, it's like surreal to me still to this day. I don't know, it just seems like his situation, it gets uglier and uglier. We got more doctors fighting and more doctors getting sued, and I don't know. It's just really funny because Dr. Arnold Klein now is facing a lawsuit stating that he was fueling Michael Jackson's addiction. And it's just, oh, gosh, I don't know. The lawsuit was filed by Klein's former assistant and confidant, Jason Pfeiffer. And it's alleged that throughout 2009, Michael was a frequent patient of Klein. The lawsuit also says that several times Klein told Pfeiffer to help Michael down to the car because Michael was too drugged or disoriented to stand up on his own. Isn't that sad? Ugh. So anyway, Jason says that his voice, he voices concern for Michael's safety because he and Klein's nurses were worried that Michael was becoming over-medicated by Klein. And Pfeiffer says that Klein simply told him to keep his mouth shut. Wow. So the other disturbing thing about this report is that Pfeiffer claims that Klein tried to sneak Michael's prescription muscle relaxers in 2009 by writing a prescription in Pfeiffer's name. Pfeiffer claims that he refused to participate in the scheme. He also claims in the suit that sometime around October of 2008, Klein was contracted by Michael Jackson, who told the doctor he needed to get out of a court appearance and needed a doctor's note. Wow. You know, they always say the people who are poor and rich have the worst medical. I believe it after seeing this. You can pretty much write a check for anything you want when you're super rich like that, huh? Amazingly sad. Klein's treatments of MJ has been requested in the past, and it was reported that Dr. Klein injected Michael with 51 Demerol injections in 3 months before Jackson died. Klein has always maintained that he has treated Michael in accordance with the highest medical standards. Also, too, it's reported that Klein has a bankruptcy case going. See, Michael Jackson was the meat and potatoes for so many people. He supported so many people financially, and it's just really, really sad. A lot of people are struggling now, you know, because they don't have that same support. He gave so much. You know, and I'm sure, you know, it was alleged that Dr. Klein was one of the sperm donors for one of his children. And I'm sure he got a big payday for that as well, if it's true. But just crazy, you know. I don't know what to think. I know that I'm really sad that Michael's gone, and I just feel that it was such a tragedy. I would have loved to have seen him do his last tour and go out with a bang, just to shut up the critics, you know, just to get out there one more time. That's, I think, the most disappointing thing to me. He never did have that comeback. You know, like how Britney kind of fell off and she came back. Chris Brown kind of fell off and he came back. I love to see comeback stories, you know, because I always say they can knock you down but not out, you know, and gosh, so, so sad. Whitney Houston is another one I'm continually praying for. I love Whitney Houston, and I'm just praying that she has a strong comeback. I know she's been through some things, and I just really, truly hope that she gets it together, you know, because Whitney is just such a, she, back in the day, she was a powerhouse. She had such an amazing voice. Now it's hard, you know, because with her being attached with drugs and Bobby Brown and all that, it's just really, really hard. Okay, now Beyonce's recent music video shoot, there was someone on the set that was actually throwing eggs at a police officer. Now, according to the law enforcement, the police had already booted the rowdy 23-year-old male twice for sneaking onto the set, okay? And after he shouted out, "I can be a better dancer," he came back and he threw an egg at a police officer. Oh, wow. Some people, it's like, grow up, okay? So it was reported that cops had chased the guy down and arrested him on the spot for trespassing and disorderly conduct. So just crazy. You know, this is the music video shoot for Beyonce's new song called Party. All right, and the entire thing was shot inside of an actual trailer park. Well, there you go. So that's the latest with Beyonce. It's always something, huh? Always something, I tell you. Well, we're going to go ahead and close for today. And just wanted, like I said, this is an easygoing show, you know, just something where I wanted to just kind of connect with you and talk about what's on my mind, you know. And I always try to think about different things in life that we're all going through, you know. And just be encouraged, you know, certainly. Make sure that you stay encouraged no matter what's going on in your life. Stay, you know, positive no matter how hard. Do you hear me? No matter how hard it gets. I know unemployment is crazy. It's at an all-time high. I know that the economy is truly at a, well, I don't want to say an all-time low, because they do say it is getting better. But what frustrates me is how people continually blame President Obama for all this. We have to remember, he told us from the very beginning, this may not be able to be fixed in one term, maybe not even two. And we also have to remember that it was already messed up when he took office. So it's not going to be a miracle, just snap his fingers and everything is fixed, you know. He's doing the best that he can, and I support him. You know, I think that he is doing an awesome job considering the mountain he had to climb to get there and to stay there, you know, and it's just a lot of stuff that he has to clean up. But Rome wasn't built in a day, folks, I keep telling you. We just have to be patient. Yes, patient. I don't like that word either. All right, well, one of my closes, quotes that I'd like to end with today is, sometimes you need a second chance because time wasn't ready for the first one. All right, well, certainly thank you so much for tuning in. Come back, like I said, next Thursday. We got Daytwine Thomas with us, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to learn so much about the inside of a true magazine, what takes place behind the scenes and what it takes in order to be successful. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.